Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for making ways for us. Thank you for breakthroughs you have given to us. Thank you for your helps we have received. Thank you for blessing us with great blessings, physical blessings and spiritual blessings. Thank you, Lord, for removing shame, reproach, dishonor, disgrace from our lives. Thank you for changing the negative situations the enemy created in our lives into positive situations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you are guiding and leading us by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the fear of God that fills our hearts. Thank you for love for you that fills our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege you have given unto us to know you and to serve you and to please you. Thank you for the strength you have given to us to overcome every wickedness in the head. Thank you for the strength you have given to us to do what is pleasing in your sight. Thank you, Father. Thank you for showing us great revelations of your personality, revelations of your kingdom, revelations of your will, revelations of your ways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for enforcing your will to prevail in our lives and situations. Thank you for victories you have given to us in the battles of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us divine health. Thank you for destroying sicknesses and diseases in our bodies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing you have placed on us that is bringing favor into our lives. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for your faithfulness toward every one of us in this ministry. Thank you because all the prayers we have prayed on this platform, you have answered them all. You have helped us. You have blessed us. You have healed us. You have delivered us. You have transformed our lives because of your love for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a great future you have prepared for us. For we know without a doubt that you have set before us a very glorious and beautiful future. We know that you are taking us to a glorious destination, and we shall be satisfied and full of joy because you will establish us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for this hour of prayer. We thank you, Lord, because you are here already among us, and you will visit us again this night in this hour. Thank you, Father. We ask, O God, that you help every one of us to pray correctly in this prayer session, as it is written in your word that we don't know how to pray, but your Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses, our infirmities. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit help every one of us here tonight. Let your Holy Spirit help us to pray in such a way that we would have victories and breakthroughs and interventions from you. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of sleep, spirit of distraction, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Receive strength, receive faith to pray and prevail tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered our prayers. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that the Lord is here to help you. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs, and after that, we will be praying with prayer points. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. In our lives, have your way. Savior, have your way, Lord, in this place, have your way. In our situations, have your way, Lord, in our families, have your way. Oh, Lord. Have your way. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God will make our way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus, he's the answer for our word today. Above him there is no other. Jesus, he is the way. Jesus is the answer for our today. Above him there is no other. Jesus, he is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for our today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Is the way out. Jesus is the answer for our word today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You sing it. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Glorious God. Glorious God. Beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne, glorious God, glorious God, King of Kings, beautiful King. Excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glory of God. We bow before your throne, King of glory. We worship at your feet, King of Israel. We bow before your throne. You are the glory of God. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God, and all the world will see how great, all the world will see how great is our God. How great is our God, sing it, how great. He's our God. Sing with me, how great. He's our God. And all will see how great. Heaven and earth will see how great. He's our God. Glory, honor, power, majesty be unto God. Amen. Glory, honor, power, majesty. Glory, honor, power, majesty. Be unto God. Amen. Glory, honor, power, majesty. Glory, honor, power, majesty. Be unto God. Amen. You be God, you know be my Lord. You are God, you're not a man. You are God, you are not a man. King of glory, you are God, you are God, oh, You are God, you are God, Emmanuel. You are God, oh, you are God, you are God, Emmanuel, Lion of Judah. You are God, you are not Emmanuel, Almighty God, you are God. Thank you, Father. You are God, oh, you are God, you are not Emmanuel. You can never fail. You are God, King of Kings. You are God, oh, you are God. You are not Emmanuel. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh Lord, have your way in our lives, have your way, Lord, in this place, have your way, Jesus, have your way, Lord. Jehovah, have your way. Ancient of Days, have your way, Lord. We need you, have your way. Oh Lord, have your way. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the power of the Lord. Let the power of the Lord come down into our lives. Let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the power of the Lord, let the power of the Lord come down right now. Oh, let the power of the Lord come down into this place. Let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord, let the glory of the Lord come down right now. Sing it. Let the glory of the Lord come down upon us. Let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Now let the fire of the Lord Let the fire of the Lord come down right now. Oh, let the fire of the Lord come down into this place. Let the fire of the Lord,
yes,
from heaven come down. Let the fire of the Lord come down.
For the last time, let the fire of the Lord.
Let the fire of the Lord come down.
For our breakthroughs.
Let the fire of the Lord come down
for victories.
Let the fire of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the fire of the Lord come down.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him right there where you are. Lift up your voice. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Say, Father, I praise You. Say, Father, I praise You. Say, Lord, I praise You. Miracle worker, Ancient of Days, Rock of Israel, Rock of Ages, I am that I am, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles, the Most High God, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Thank You, Lord. We praise You, Father, Alpha and Omega. We praise You, O God of heaven and the earth, God of kings, God of the angels. We praise You, O Lord of hosts. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. Mighty healer, mighty savior, mighty redeemer, mighty deliverer. We worship You, God of gods. We worship You, Ancient of Days. We worship You, the King of the universe. We praise You, O Lord of lords. You are the God of our salvation. We praise You, Father. It is You who fights our battles. It is You who makes our lives beautiful. It is You who moves us forward. It is You who helps us. It is You who meets us at the point of our needs. It is You who satisfies us with great benefits. Father, we worship You. We praise You, Lord. You are higher than everything and everyone. You are greater than all. You are mightier than all. You control times and seasons. You decree things and they come to pass. You designed the end of all things before they began. Father, we worship You. We worship You, Lord. You are the answer to our problems. You are the solution to our problems. You are the help and the helper we will need always. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. We shall love You forever. We shall please You forever. We shall praise You forever. We shall serve You forever. We shall trust You forever. We shall depend on You forever. for you are our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Tonight or this evening, depending on the part of the world you are, I want you to pray with faith, because God is going to do you good. Pray with all faith that you have. Pray with all strength in you, because the Lord will do you good. Pray with all faith that you have. Pray with all strength that you have, because your Father, who is your Maker, will do you good. So I want us to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your love and compassion on my life. Thank you for your love, mercy, and compassion on my life. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for your love, mercy, and compassion on my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for you love me so much. Thank you for your mercy that is upon my life. Thank you for your grace upon my life. Thank you for your compassion on my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for you have not forsaken me. You have not abandoned me. You have visited me in mercy, in love, in compassion. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your love, for your mercy, for your compassion. Thank you, Father, for your love, for your mercy, for your compassion toward me. Thank you, Father, for your love, for your mercy, for your compassion toward me. Thank you, Lord. King of kings, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, visit me suddenly and help me. Step into my situation and help me. Say, Father, appear suddenly. Appear right now in my situations and help me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, appear suddenly, appear quickly, appear right now in the midst of my life, in the midst of my situation, and help me. Appear now. In the midst of my troubles, in the midst of my limitations, in the midst of my struggles, in the midst of my suffering, hardship, and help me. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, appear now. Appear now. Even right now, appear, O God of Israel. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. In the name of Jesus. In the midst of my darkness. In the midst of my troubles. In the midst of my confusion. In the midst of my limitations. In the midst of my stagnation. In the midst of my problems, O God of Israel, appear now. Help me in the midst of my sickness and diseases, in the midst of my pains. Appear now. Help me. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, appear suddenly. Manifest quickly. Manifest now. I don't know if you believe. That's why I say you should pray with faith. If you believe, you will see him right now. If you believe, you will see him right now in the midst of your situation. Oh God, appear now. Appear now. Thank you, Lord. And help me. Appear now in the midst of my life. In the midst of my situation, and help me. Thank you, Father. I pray for you that the Lord God of Israel shall appear in the midst of your situations to help you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, make everything in my life, everything around me, work together for my good. Say, Father, by your mighty hand, make everything in my life, everything around me, everything in my situation, everything in my environment, work together for my good. Make everything in my life work together for my good. Make everyone work together for my good. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your mighty hand, make everything in my life, everyone in my life, Dashana Kedibala, everything in my life, everything in my environment, everything in my days, everything in my daily activities, everyone in my daily activities, make everything and everyone work together for my good. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Father, make all things that pertains to my life work together for my good. Thank you, Lord. All things that pertains to my career, to my calling, to my ministry, to my destiny, make all of them work together for my good. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. By your mighty hand, make all things, O Lord, all things work together for my good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, my life shall not be vulnerable to attacks of the enemy. We're going to say in the name of Jesus, my life shall not be vulnerable. My life shall not be exposed to attacks of the enemy. I shall not be a victim of attacks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nishikahani shedereyala. He sobatashadereya. Gadandalashtanastadabala. Geheshesheshelashtanata. Gedrashanagaladijera. My life shall not be a victim of attacks of darkness. I believe you're praying seriously. Say, in the name of Jesus, my life shall not be vulnerable to attacks of the darkness, to attacks from the darkness. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. My life shall not be a victim. My spirit, soul, and body shall not be a victim of attacks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. My life shall not be vulnerable. My life shall not be exposed to attacks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. One more prayer point, then we will go back to the scripture we have been using to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I am unstoppable. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I am unstoppable in my journey to the next higher level. In my journey to the next higher level, I am unstoppable. In my rising to the next higher level, for my life and destiny, I am unstoppable. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I am unstoppable. No power shall be able to stop me. No witchcraft shall be able to stop me. No arrow of darkness shall be able to stop me. No forces of hell shall be able to stop me. No sickness and disease shall be able to stop me. No attacks of the enemy shall be able to stop me. No limitation of darkness shall be able to stop me. I am unstoppable. In my journey to the next higher level in my destiny, the next higher level in destiny, I am unstoppable. I break barriers. I am breaking barriers. I am breaking a rejection. I am breaking opposition. I am breaking every stagnation. I am unstoppable in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I break limits. I break barriers. I break every opposition. On my way to the next higher level, I break every barrier. I break every limit. I break every rejection. I destroy every opposition. On my way to the next higher level in my destiny, to the next higher level of my life and destiny, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I break limits. I decree over your life that you shall break limits. You shall break limits. in the name of Jesus, irrespective of whatever limitation that confronts you, irrespective of whether anyone has broken that limitation before or not, I decree that concerning your rising to the next higher level in destiny, you shall break limits. You shall be unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's look at the book of Psalm, chapter 36. Psalm 36. We're going to continue from verse 10. Verse 10. It says, pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. Give justice to those with honest hearts. Give justice to those with honest hearts. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your justice be enforced in my life and destiny. You're going to say, Father, let your justice be enforced in my life and destiny. Let all that is rightfully mine begin to look for me. Say, Father, let your justice be enforced in my life and destiny. Let all that is rightfully mine begin to look for me. Right now, begin to pray like that. Leshte ha ha sa shagana. Thank you, Lord. Let your justice be enforced in my life and destiny. As it is written that righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Oh God, let your justice be enforced in my life. Let your justice be enforced in my life. Let your justice be enforced in my destiny. Let everything that is rightfully mine begin to find me wherever they are, whether they are in the visible realms or in the invisible realms, wherever they are. Lord, let all things that is rightfully mine begin to look for me right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let all things that are rightfully mine begin to find me. Begin to find me. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. That verse also means that the enemy cannot steal from him as a child of God. So the justice of God also means preservation of what God has put in your life, the virtues God has put in your life, the blessings God has put in your life. The justice of God also means that those blessings shall be preserved. It means that the enemy will not be able to steal from you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your justice, let no devil and agent of darkness be able to steal from our life. Say, Father, by the reason of your justice, let no devil, let no darkness, let no agent of darkness be able to steal from our life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let no darkness be able to steal my joy. Let no agent of darkness be able to steal my peace. Let no darkness be able to steal my prosperity. Let no darkness be able to steal your blessings in my life. Lord, by the reason of your justice, make it impossible for the enemy to steal from me. From this hour henceforth, by the reason of your justice, O God, make it impossible for the enemy to steal from me. Make it impossible for devourers to steal from me. From this hour henceforth, by the reason of your justice, in the name of Jesus, make it difficult, make it impossible. Yes, make it impossible, God, for the enemy to steal my peace, my health. In the name of Jesus, make it impossible for them. Make it impossible for them by the reason of your justice. Make it impossible for the enemy to steal my finances by the reason of your justice. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, give justice to those with honest hearts. Yeah, as a child of God with pure hearts and honest hearts, God has a way of helping you to survive and flourish and prosper. Even when you are under a system that does not want you to prosper. So let's say, for instance, you are under a system in your country, the government of your country is not in favor of your prosperity. The government of your country, they are not allowing you to have what you should have. Yeah, God has a way of helping you even when you are under a system that is against you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, and let your power trouble every system in the head, every system of human beings, every system of government that is against me, let your power trouble them. Let your power trouble them until I have my portion, until I have my blessings, until I receive my blessings, until I receive my helps. Let your power trouble every system working against me until my helps are released, until my blessings come. Let your power trouble them. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your power trouble every system working against me in the head. Let your power trouble them for the release of my helps and blessings in the name of Jesus. For the release of my helps and breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Father, let your power trouble them. Let your power trouble them. Every system that is working against me in the earth, Lord, trouble them with your power for the release of my breakthroughs and prosperity. Now, in the name of Jesus, every system in the earth that is against me, that is against my prosperity, that is against my progress, Lord, trouble them until my progress is released, until my favor, my helps are released, until my blessings are released. Lord, trouble them with your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, every system in the academics, in the banking sector, every system in whatever platform in the earth that is not working in my favor, Lord, trouble those systems now for my helps to come. Trouble the systems now by your power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Lord is telling me that He wants to assign some angels to work with you. Yeah, meaning that God wants to do some works. He wants to do some operations. Yeah, and He wants to do them very quickly. Yeah, very quickly. So He's going to assign His angels for the performance of His agenda for your life at this time. So you're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life and days with the interventions of God's angels for the performance of the will of God in my life. I'm going to repeat it again. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I connect my life and days with the interventions of God's angels for the performance of the will of God in my life, for the performance of the will of God in my destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jadakana tashadaya, lekla dekashada, sijuan dekatushdiya, mashasada gadijanana, leklashdiasana. I connect my life. I connect my days with the interventions of God's angels for the performance of the will of God in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. As you're praying, God is dispatching those angels. Begin to pray, say, I connect my life. I connect my life. I connect my life and my days with the interventions of God's angels for the performance of the will of God in my life. Deep crash the batasudada. Hinedishada tesudala. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As you have said those words, so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it says that give justice to those with honest hearts. Give justice to those with honest hearts. Now, this also means that God is going to connect you with people like you So the question is, do you have honest heart? Do you have a honest heart? If it is true, then God wants to connect you with people with honest hearts. Yeah, so maybe you have been falling victims with friends that are not trustworthy. You have suffered in the hands of unfriendly friends. But this time around, God is going to begin to connect you with the right kind of people that you need in your life and destiny. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, connect me with people that are trustworthy, people that are pure, people that are honest, people of honest hearts. Lord, by your mighty hand, begin to connect me with them. As many of these people that are needed for my life to move forward, for my life to succeed and prosper, oh Lord, begin to connect me now. Begin to connect me now. People who have the same mind with me, people who have this a clean heart, a pure heart, people with honest hearts, people who are trustworthy. Lord, begin to connect me with them in the name of Jesus. Pray like that. The men and women that matters to my life and destiny, men and women that matters to my calling and destiny, Lord, wherever they are, begin to bring them and let them be men with honest hearts, men with honest hearts, men with clean and pure hearts, men who can be trusted, men who fears the Lord, people who love you, people who are righteous. Lord, begin to connect them with my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Begin to connect them with my life. Men with honest hearts that matters to my life, calling, and destiny. Lord, wherever they are, Lord, connect my life with them. In the name of Jesus, bring them into my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So, we are going to move to the next verse. In verse 11. Yeah, I believe you know that I'm reading from New Living Translation. Psalm 36, verse 11. It says, "Don't let the proud trample me, or the wicked push me around. Don't let the proud trample me, or the wicked push me around." You're going to pray. You're going to see, Father, let the strength of the enemy on the affairs of my life be broken. See, Father, let the strength of the enemy on my life be broken. Let the strength of the enemy on my life be broken. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let the strength of the enemy on my life, on the affairs of my life, be broken now. In the name of Jesus, let the power the enemy have over my life. That's another way of saying it. Let the power the enemy have over my life be broken now. In the name of Jesus. Father, let the strength the enemy have over my life, over the affairs of my life be broken now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Dishana kafashtalala. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Strength of darkness, strength of witchcraft, strength of demons, strength of principalities over my life, over the affairs of my life. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. In the name of Jesus. Strength of the enemy, strength of darkness, strength of darkness over my life, over the affairs of my life, break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Break now. Break now. Break now. Break now. Strength of darkness, strength of demons over the affairs of my life, break in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. Yeah, this is not the time to sleep. Yeah, if you are feeling sleepy, you can stand on your feet and begin to walk around. Yeah, this is not the time for you to be sleeping. Yeah, so we are still praying. We are still praying. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy. Every wind of darkness blowing in my life to cause troubles, to cause confusion, to cause evil. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jeten hake shada salala. Teshada getana katabala. Mashtena sa jigaradia. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy every wind of darkness blowing in my life to cause troubles, to cause failures, to cause evil. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Mashedega talabala, gisha de katasodabala, neshedega dijanadiyalala, hitasash de hagabashda. Now, in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest them. Wind of darkness, storms of darkness, blowing in my life to cause confusion, to cause troubles, to cause problems, to cause sorrow, to cause evil, to cause loss, failures. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest them and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, if you are feeling sleepy, you can stand up and begin to walk on your feet. Yeah, begin to walk around and pray. Yeah, like I am doing right now. Though I'm not sleepy, but I'm praying and I'm walking around. Yeah, you are still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God fall upon every satanic strong man, demonic personality standing to rule over my life and destiny. understanding to control my life affairs, the affairs of my life, the affairs of my destiny. Let the anger of God fall upon them and consume them. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Geshada tashtada. Say, let the anger of God fall upon every satanic strong man, demonic personality, standing to rule over my life, standing to control my life, standing to cause evil in the affairs of my life. Let the anger of God fall upon them now. Let the anger of God consume them now. Let the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, demonic strong man. Thank you, Lord. Satanic strong man. Standing to rule the affairs of my life for evil. Be consumed by the anger of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Demonic strong man, satanic strong man, witchcraft strong man, or strong woman, whatever they are, standing to rule over the affairs of my life. Receive the anger of God now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Receive the anger of God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I come against every battle from my father's house and mother's house, contending with the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Let the anger of God waste them all. See, I come against every battle from my father's house and mother's house, contending with the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Anger of God, waste them all. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jekashada katalabala, mashtesashda, lashada katastada, battles from my father's house, battles from my mother's house, contending with the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, be wasted by the anger of God. Be wasted by the anger of God. Now, in the name of Jesus, I believe you are serious about this prayer. Be serious about this prayer. Say, battles from my father's house, battles from my mother's house, contending with the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, be wasted by the anger of God. Now, in the name of Jesus, be wasted by the anger of God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it says in verse 11, it said, don't let the proud trample me, or the wicked push me around. Yeah, we have a lot of Christians suffering under oppressions of darkness. Oppression is when something is trampling you like you are completely captured, completely subdued. You are being dominated by demonic force, by demonic power. and you cannot raise your head up. You cannot lift up your head. You cannot do anything different from what that power wants you to do, or you cannot leave the position the power wants you to be. Yeah, that is oppression. It is oppression. So no matter how hard you try, yeah, you can't do anything different from what those powers want you to do, and you can't have any breakthrough as long as those powers are there and they are in control. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "Blood of Jesus, deliver me." Or you say, "Blood of Jesus, destroy every stronghold of darkness oppressing my life and destiny." Say, "Blood of Jesus, destroy every stronghold of darkness oppressing my life and destiny." Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Some Christians, their prayer life is under oppression. You can no longer pray. That is oppression. You can no longer fast. That is oppression. You can't pray for 30 minutes on your own. That is oppression. Yeah, every good thing that is not too difficult for you to do, things that were easy to do before and now is difficult to do, that is oppression. Begin to pray. Say, "Blood of Jesus, destroy every stronghold of darkness oppressing my life and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, every stronghold of darkness oppressing my spirit, oppressing my body, oppressing my soul, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Be destroyed by the blood of Jesus." Thank you, Lord. Every environmental darkness, environmental demons oppressing my life and destiny, die by the blood of Jesus. Be wasted by the blood of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. One of the ways by which the enemy oppresses Christians is by making them slaves to sin. Yeah, the enemy oppresses by making Christians slaves to sin. Because he knows that as long as you are a slave to sin, he knows that he will always be stronger than you. Yeah. He knows that the grace of God will be cut short in your life. The mercy of God will be cut short in your life. As long as you are slaves to sin, you are a slave to sin. Yeah. So that is why He ensures that he keeps people under sin, under the power of sin. It keeps people under the control of sin. Yeah, because that is how he will be able to rule your life. Yeah, because God's help for your life will be limited if you are a slave to sin. Yeah. If you are a slave to sin, God's help for your life will be so limited. Yeah. It will be so limited. I mean, so limited. Sometimes it will even be unavailable. God's help will be unavailable. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Blood of Jesus, deliver me from powers that want me to remain a slave to sin." Say, "Blood of Jesus, deliver me from powers that want me to remain a slave to sin. Right now, in the name of Jesus," begin to pray like that. Jahasa shanaga dijara. Right now, in the name of Jesus, say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from powers that wants me to remain a slave to sin. Powers that wants me to continue to serve sin all the days of my life. Blood of Jesus, deliver me now. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Blood of Jesus, release me. Deliver me from powers of darkness. From powers of darkness that want me to continue to serve sin. That want me to continue to be enslaved by sin. Blood of Jesus, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Blood of Jesus, deliver me. Blood of Jesus, deliver me. Blood of Jesus, deliver me. Jesa shada katajadeya. Lehande kajdiya." Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Say, "Blood of Jesus, deliver me now." There is power in the blood of Jesus to deliver you from the captivity of sin. There is power in the blood of Jesus to deliver you from the control of sin. There is power in the blood of Jesus to deliver you from slavery to sin. Say, "Blood of Jesus, deliver me from every power that wants me to remain a slave to sin. Deliver me now." Thank you, Lord. Say, "Blood of Jesus, deliver me now." Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, as the blood of Jesus delivers you from powers sponsoring or powers causing slavery to sin, yeah, it is important that Jesus transform you. Yeah, and that is what the power of resurrection does. The power in the resurrection of Jesus, it changes people to become righteous. It changes people to become new creatures, or if I can use the word, it changes you to become a divine nature. to become a divine nature that cannot sin. If you look at the scripture, the Bible talks about being born of God. Apostle John said, if you are born of God, he said, you cannot sin. That is what Apostle Paul and Apostle John wrote. Yeah. He said, if you are born of God, you cannot sin because the seed of God is in you. So that word, cannot sin, means that you will not deliberately sin against God. Millions of Christians today are deliberately committing sin against God. They know that it is sin and they are doing it. Yeah, that is an oppression. A Christian don't do that. In the time of the apostles, the Christians of those days, they don't do that. Yeah, they don't. Why? Because they are not under oppression. They are transformed believers. They have been changed. They have been changed into a divine nature that cannot sin. They cannot sin. So you are going to pray. So the power of resurrection of Jesus is the power that changes people into a nature that cannot sin. So and that power is ready to change you if you want that transformation. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, power of resurrection of Jesus, change my life. Change me into a person that cannot sin. I'm going to repeat that prayer. You're going to say, power of resurrection of Jesus, change my life. Change me into a person that cannot sin. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. That is what born again means. That is what born again means. That you are changed into someone that can no longer sin. Because it becomes impossible at that level. It becomes impossible for you to sin. Say, power of resurrection of Jesus, change me into the person that cannot sin. Now, in the name of Jesus, power of resurrection of Jesus, change me. Change me. I don't know if you are desperate about this prayer. Change me now. Change me now into a divine nature, into a divine person that cannot sin, a divine personality that cannot sin. Thank you, Lord. Change me now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You see, if you can overcome sin, uh, 70% of the battles you will fight in your entire life is already taken care of. Yeah. If you can overcome sin, 70% of all the spiritual battles you are meant to fight in your entire life and destiny is already overcome, is already, you know, taken care of. They're already defeated. If you can overcome sin. So that is why these powers of darkness, they don't want people to be stronger than sin. Because they know that once You are stronger than sin. It will be difficult for many of the oppressions to take place in your life or to succeed over your life. So you are going to pray. One of the secrets to living a holy life is by walking in the Spirit, by walking in very close relationship with the Holy Spirit, by living a life that is controlled by the Holy Spirit. In fact, that is what makes it so easy to live a pure and holy life. So you're going to pray. Yeah, and you know the Bible says, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, and it will be difficult for you to do the lust of your flesh. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to walk in the Spirit. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to walk in close fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I receive grace to live a life that is under the full control of the Holy Spirit. I begin to pray like that. Pray that prayer sincerely. Sincerely from your heart. Say, I receive grace. Sincerely, because you must also yield to the Holy Spirit. If you are saying God should give you grace to walk in the Spirit, it means you are willing to remain in the Spirit. You are willing to yield to the Spirit all the time. Begin to pray, say, I receive grace. Say, I receive grace to walk in the Spirit. I receive grace to walk in close fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Say, I receive grace to live a life that is under total control of the Holy Spirit. I receive grace now. I receive grace now. Thank you, Lord. See, I receive grace. In Jesus' name, I receive grace. I receive grace to always obey the Spirit of God. I receive grace to aid the desires of my flesh. I receive grace to love the desires of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so, you know, we're talking about oppressions. Demonic oppressions. Said, so don't let the proud trample me or the wicked push me around. Psalm 36 verse 11. Yeah, so you are going to pray. Another way through which darkness oppresses people is by attacking people in the dreams. By attacking people in the dreams. The more attacks you get in your dream, in your dreams, the more you will be oppressed by the kingdoms of darkness. I mean, let me call it successful attacks. Yeah, because sometimes they attack you in the dream, but they are not successful. So the more successful attacks that you get in your dreams, the more your entire life will be under the oppressions of darkness. Yeah, so, and demonic attacks in dreams come in diverse ways. Sex in the dream, eating food in the dream, and more like that. diverse ways. We have thousands of ways they attack in a dream. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah. You're going to say, I invoke the anger of God upon every presence of darkness in my life, sponsoring attacks on my dreams, or sponsoring or causing attacks, demonic attacks in my dreams. I invoke the anger of God upon them. Let the anger of God waste them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I invoke the anger of God upon every presence of darkness in my life, causing demonic attacks in my dreams. Every presence of darkness in my life, every monitoring spirit, standby demons in my life, sponsoring, promoting, causing attacks in my dreams, let the anger of God waste them now. Let the anger of God waste them now. Let the anger of God waste them now. In the name of Jesus, every monitoring spirit, every standby demon in my life that is causing and sponsoring evil attacks in my dreams, sponsoring attacks in my dreams, let the anger of God waste them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Every demonic presence in my house, demonic presence in my bedroom, demonic presence in my environment, sponsoring and causing and projecting demonic attacks in my dreams, let the anger of God waste them now. Thank you, Lord. Let the anger of God waste them now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to pray. It is important that you have weapons from God to overcome in the realm of dreams. Yeah, some Christians are not strong in the realm of dreams. When the enemy comes, they cannot fight back. They don't know how to fight back. Yeah, if the enemy can come to you in the realm of dreams, It also means that you also can visit the enemy in the realm of dreams. So the realm of your dreams is a world where both you and whatever spirit can fight. Yeah, is a world. So there are some battles that you've completed in the dream. Yeah, you do some of it in the physical realm, and then in the dream you finish it. Yeah, so that is why you must be strong to fight the enemy in your dream. So the realm of the dream is not where you are weak. You're not supposed to be weak in the realm of your dreams. You're supposed to be powerful in the realm of your dreams. So when the enemy comes, you stand and you fight him. Even in your dreams, you are always running. You're always running. You don't stand to face the enemy. Then you are weak. Yeah, it means you are weak. And it's not supposed to be like that. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive weapons from God. I receive weapons from heaven to fight and win every darkness that appears in my dreams. I'm going to take it again. Raise up your right hand and say, I receive weapons from heaven. I receive weapons from God to fight and win every darkness that appears in my dreams. In the name of Jesus, to fight and win every creature of darkness, every personality of darkness, thank you, Lord, that appears in my dream. I receive weapons now. Mashadagarawala. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In Hashia Sarata, Geshenego Janawala, Mashe Sashatanagaja. I receive weapons. Mashanagasteria. I receive weapons. I receive weapons. I receive weapons. I receive weapons from God. I receive weapons from God to fight and win every darkness that appears in my dreams to attack me, to fight and win every agent of darkness, every personality of darkness, every creature of darkness that appears in my dreams to attack me. I receive weapons now, thank you, Lord. I receive angelic weapons. I receive angelic weapons. I receive weapons of mass destruction from heaven. I receive weapons of mass destruction from heaven to defeat them all, to destroy them all. Right now, in Jesus' name, I receive weapons of war. Mashedada tashirada. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. I want you to pray that prayer very well. Continue to pray. Say, I receive weapons of war. If somebody is coming to molest you sexually in the dream, you can fight that person. There are weapons to fight that person. Somebody is coming to bring food to you in the dream, you can fight the person. Something is pursuing you in the dream, you can fight the person. Yeah, any attack in the dream, maybe some demonic doctors and nurses trying to inject you in the dream, you can fight them. You can fight them. Say, I receive weapons. Weapons of mass destruction from the throne of God to fight and win every creature of darkness, agents of darkness that shows up in my dream to attack me. I receive weapons now, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Now, the Lord is telling me that there's a dream some of you need to have. You need to have a dream. Where in that dream you win. Yeah. You need to have a dream. And in that dream, you win the devil. Yeah. And you need to have that dream because that is going to be the beginning of your breakthroughs. Yeah. That's going to be the beginning of your greatness and success. So you are going to pray. So meaning that you have been having the dream, but you can't see it. Let me put it this way. You have been in that realm, and the enemy has been oppressing you, but you can't. The enemy did not allow you to see it. Yeah, you couldn't have the dream of seeing yourself in that place in the realm of the spirit Yeah, but it is always happening every day. You have always been in that realm, being oppressed in that realm, but you can't see it when you sleep. But it is happening like that. It is always happening like that in the realm of the spirit, always, on daily basis. So now God will open up, God will open up your spirit to be aware. God will open up your soul to be aware of that place. And when the enemy now comes, you will now fight him and win. I don't know if you get that, get what I'm trying to say. Yeah. You have been in a realm, and all the time they have always been attacking you, oppressing you, but you don't know that you are in that realm, and you don't know that you have been oppressed. So now what God will do is that God will make you aware of that realm. You will now see yourself there. And when you see yourself there, you will now fight and you will now win. Yeah. Do you get the picture now? Very good. So now you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let your power uncover to me every realm of darkness where I am being oppressed. Let your mighty hand, let your power uncover such a realm to me, and let your power enable me to fight and win in those realms. So Lord, let your mighty hand uncover unto me, expose unto me every realm of darkness where I am being oppressed. And let your mighty hand enable me to fight and win in those realms. So right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jehashashashteha, nashashara katashta. Hila hasa sharata, jehande kiyadabala, masa shana gashtiha. Say, Father, let your mighty hand expose to me every realm of darkness where I am continually being oppressed. And let your mighty hand enable me, empower me to fight and win in those realms. Now, in the name of Jesus, let me see myself in those realms, and let me fight and win the enemy. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. And we're still talking about oppressions of darkness. Yeah, it's possible that a large part of you is no longer in you. Is not that a mystery? Yeah, but it's something that happens in the spirit world. It's possible that some portion of you, let's say maybe 60% of you is no longer functioning here on earth. Yeah, it's possible that some part of you is no longer in your body. They have sucked it out, just like you suck something out. has, you know, they have captured it somewhere in the spiritual world. It's possible. Yeah, that some part of your being, some part of your personality is no longer alive and no longer active. It has been caged somewhere. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Deliver me from every realm of darkness where I have been, where I have been kept or held bound. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, release me from every realm of darkness where my life, my spirit has been enslaved, has been held bound. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, release me. Release me from every realm of darkness where I have been captured, where I have been caged, where I have been enslaved, where I have been held bound. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release me now. Go into those realms and release me. Go into those realms and release me. In every realm of darkness where I have been killed, where I have been captured, fire of the Holy Ghost, go there and release me. Go there and deliver me. Go there and release me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every part of me that is no longer functioning as God has ordained, fire of the Holy Ghost, release me now. Release them now to function. In the name of Jesus, every part of my spirit, part of my soul, part of my body that is no longer functioning as God has created and ordained it to function, fire of the Holy Ghost, release them now. Lashanagashtaria, Teshusadishudia, Mekashatasuliajina. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point. We are still talking about oppression. Also, you need to know that your finances can be caged. Your finances can be enslaved in the realms of darkness. In fact, your finances can be limited in the realms of darkness, such that you cannot have beyond certain amount of money in your bank account. Every time you try to have beyond that amount, it will not work. Yeah, that is oppression. Yeah, that is slavery, and that is limitation. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, release my finances from every slavery of darkness, from every limitation of darkness, from every oppression of darkness. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my finances. Thank you, Lord. Release my finances. Release the flow of my income. Release my riches and wealth from limitation of darkness, from every slavery of darkness, from every oppression of darkness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my finances. Gehashida tarana, mepara shasadagajda, hine di kalashtena sujigria, halijada sasharabalada. Right now, in the name of Jesus, set my finances free. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, set my finances free. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, set my financial life free. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we're going to stop here and I'll be praying for you now. I'll be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh God of heaven and the earth, we thank you for you are so good. You are so loving, so merciful, so kind, so compassionate, so gracious. You are so good. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for your power you have made available unto us in this session of prayer. Thank you for your glory that is upon us. Thank you for your fire that is breaking limits, breaking barriers, making us to succeed, making us to have great victories at this time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I stand as God's servant, and I pray for as many of you hearing my voice right now. I pray for you that the blessings of God shall catch up with your life at this time. In Jesus' name, the power of God shall fall upon your life. The power of God shall find you wherever you are and shall locate every area of your life that needed God's interventions. The power of God shall visit every area of your life that needs God's intervention. And the power of God shall intervene in Jesus' name. Every limitation you were born into, whether by the reason of the family you were born into, or by the reason of the country you find yourself, I decree that tonight, in this hour, that limitation is destroyed in Jesus' name. The glorious future you have dreamed of, but you don't even know how you will find yourself in that future. The glorious destination you have dreamed of, and you don't even know how you will get there. I stand as a prophet of the living God, and I release you into that future. In the name of Jesus, I release you into that destination. In the name of Jesus, you shall become who God says you are. You shall become the person God has sent you into the world to become, and it shall be so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the covenant of increase, the covenant of excess riches and wealth in this ministry shall begin to work in your life in the name of Jesus. The covenant that multiplies things, the covenant and the power of God that turns a poor man to a wealthy person, that covenant shall begin to work in your life henceforth in Jesus' name. As many of you who have been destined to spend millions, billions of money, you shall see it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Whether the enemy likes it or not, that destiny to spend wealth shall come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. I decree that a new dawn has come upon your life. A new season has come upon your life. Before the end of this month, you shall have a great testimony, and the Lord shall be glorified in your life and situations. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we are going to stop here. Remain victorious.